This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's Radio Free Radio.
The Swan Song. Music.
But she looks just like a mom.
Interviews with academics and activists.
You know, we're humans. We need that subjective satisfaction that art gives us.
The BC industry for marijuana is huge.
Climate change is real. It's happening. It's caused by humans.
This is The Swan Song.
I'm your host, David Swanson, and it's good to be back. I haven't been on the airwaves for a few weeks now. So I was in Latvia, end of March through the beginning of April, collecting content for a radio documentary that will eventually be about Latvian subcultures and creative communities. So Latvia, if you aren't familiar, is a Baltic country. So that means it's hugging the Baltic Sea there, located beneath Estonia and above Lithuania, and it borders Russia. Russia's to the east there. Riga is the capital of Latvia, and was actually chosen as the cultural capital of Europe for 2014. What is that? It's essentially a tourism campaign strategy that is meant to showcase lesser-known cities in Europe. And a big part of what they do is they fly out media people from around the world in order to create stories, cultural stories, about Riga, about the capital of Latvia. So thank you, Latvia Institute and the Riga 2014 Cultural Campaign team, for flying me out there and showing me such a good time and helping me coordinate a bunch of cool interviews. So today I'm actually going to be sharing one of the interviews that I did while I was out there. So I got to speak with Latvian street artist Dainis Rudens, a.k.a. Rudens Stencil. He's a street artist, so I spoke to him about his work. And so we discussed his artwork, the Latvian government, and the Latvian public's perspective on street art. And we just spoke a little bit how street art differs from more traditional art forms. This is Dainis Rudens speaking to me about what he does.
My name is Dainis Rudens, but my nickname for the art is Rudens Stencil, and the first part of Rudens, in English it means autumn, just like a very special moment of the year for me, and that's why I took it for the nickname, and it's originally my surname, so it's just like that. And I'm a street artist. I'm originally from Maduena. It's about 280 kilometers from Riga, and small town. There is living about 10,000 people. But the first time when I saw, it was graffiti. I just saw some guys who were doing graffiti pieces. So it took my attention. In high school, I didn't like drawing these classes, so probably most of them I hated. So it was kind of weird. I thought about why I started to do that, but then I remember it. I was about 5 years old, I think so, and that time was my favorite cartoon. There was Teenage Mutant Ninjas, you know?
One of my favorites too.
Yeah. And I don't know why, but I started to copy the original, those comics, to make on my own, just to draw. I had big fun, but I haven't gone to any art school. I'm just doing it on my own. I don't know how to do right. I'm doing how I think it should be.
Street art naturally embodies a rebellious and a somewhat socially deviant quality. In Latvia, the majority of street artists practice their craft illegally because there just isn't any legal space for them to paint their murals.
Even though Dionys is becoming a well-known street artist, appearing on a television, speaking with different journalists, and sharing his work online, he still finds it difficult to navigate the Latvian legal system and get the Latvian government to grant him public space. As a leader of the Latvian street art community, and as someone who is trying to bring the art form out of the underground and appeal to a larger audience, he believes he must create pieces that not only stay true to his vision, but also don't alienate a less familiar and more conservative Latvian audience.
On the one side, they are legal, just because I have arranged the spots, for example. But if we go further, it's illegal because I haven't done legally with making all those licenses. I had gone to the institution where they are giving those papers that you are allowed to do that. I showed to them just like my portfolio, some of the best works, in my opinion. They were like, oh my God, you are making a girl's face in yellow and the hair is red. You are out of your mind. What are you doing, you know? And of course, if I would go and say to those guys that I'm thinking to make this sketch on that wall and blah, 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 they won't give me permission. I know it without going to there, so I haven't had trouble with the police or something like that, because I'm a good street artist, which isn't make some creepy stuff. So it's going to the good side, because society and people are watching and they are seeing, for example, my stuff. I have been on TV channels, interviews, or in internet, or in the papers, newspapers, so on. So there must be time to prepare them. So the street art, to involve it in city landscape, so the society would be kind to that. So it's tricky. It's really tricky.
As you might expect, over the years, Dionys has had a few encounters with the authorities while creating his murals. If your craft involves using the property of people or entities without permission, or is aided by the anonymity granted by darkness, it's likely you, as Dionys calls them, might have a run-in or two with the Rambos. He told me a story about a rather vocally aggressive police officer, a night in jail, and a cop who turned out to be an art lover himself.
One time was in Riga. I was together with two guys, and the situation was like that we were making stencil, two meters tall, and some taxi driver called police. But at that time, when police arrived, we had hided the stencil, and we had only these color paints in our bags. Police ran it on the walkway, stopped in front of us. Two rainbows came out of the car, and one of them immediately said, "Who will run? I will hit out your teeth. I will catch you. I will definitely catch you." So all of us, we were just like frozen, you know, the guys bigger than 2 meters. And after that, we spent all the night in the police station. We spent in cage. It could be just like cage for about 8 hours. Just like, okay, guys, you will wait. You are bad guys. So sit down and think about what you have done. But there was just usually like in movies, the bad and the good policemen. And the funny thing was that one policeman came to us. "Oh, maybe you want to smoke?" Okay. He let us out. We went to smoke together with him. And he said that he would appreciate if he could make some painting at his house for his daughter. So we gave him our telephone number, and after that I don't remember if we made it, but just like, you know, you get caught, you're sitting in cage, and one policeman says, "Maybe you can do something for me as well." Just like, you know, Latvian police sometimes they are quite funny.
Street murals can be a polarizing art form, depending on which walls the murals cover and the neighborhood, city, or country where those walls stand. Talking to Dainis, he believes the Latvian government and the general Latvian public are having difficulty understanding the idea of street art. Most people in Riga live in the suburbs outside of the downtown core. The suburbs don't look like those you might expect to see surrounding a major city in North America. There are no houses with gardens, fences, and backyards. Most middle-income people live in older apartment buildings that were built under Soviet occupation in the 1980s that have a somewhat clinical feel. The buildings are large, numerous, built for functionality, nearly identical, and they're not particularly well kept. The lower level of many of these units are also covered with unattractive spray can graffiti letters. This is what many Latvians imagine when they think of street art. They equate street art to graffiti and vandalism.
For example, in Riga, there is a lot of bombers. Just like they are putting up throw-ups to make quickly those pieces, bubble letters, so on. They are tagging the streets. It's not very aesthetic for the city, and everybody knows that they are using cans. And the big thought of society in Latvia is that just like if you are doing something using cans, it's vandalism. So because they have seen all around them just damage, and if there is street art, just like for the audience, it's like the same as graffiti, because they don't know what will be in the end, how big or how great it will be. Also about the government, it's just like they don't give some legal spaces for the street artists, because all over is like a little bit ghetto. I found that there is map of Europe, and there is spotted the legal places where you can do graffiti or street art and so on. And in Europe, Latvia is the only place where you can't do it legally. So there aren't spots where you can do it. The government thinks if they will make something like that, it will bring bigger damage to the city. So it's like in thinking about that, it's like. I'm using to think that it's people who are, for example, in government or whatever, they are with the old school thinking, which could be Soviet Union, something from that time. So till the time when it's not very polite to say it that way. Till the time when they will die and in their place will be new blood, the attitude will change definitely. When they were young, nothing like that happened, so they can't understand what's that, why it's for, and what is the point of doing that.
Dainis is a street art pioneer in Latvia. As he navigates the legal hurdles that make it more difficult to practice street art than in a lot of other countries in Europe, he is also trying to bring his craft out from the underground. He wants to bring it into the mainstream so street murals will not only become seen as a legitimate art form, but also so he and his peers can potentially earn income from their work while they integrate their art into the landscape of Riga and other cities throughout Latvia. He hopes the more attention his work receives, the more progressive thinking the public will become, and the easier it will be for street artists to practice in the future.
I have quitted my job, and it's about 6 months that I'm doing only street art. The main point is to make some legal spaces just to make this movement go bigger. And I think definitely it will be easier for the next generations to make something, because there were guys who were fighting for the rights to do that legally. So there was at the late 80s there were graffiti first writers in all the Soviet Union, but they came from Riga. But it's just like they made some mural spaces or bombs, but it wasn't in the city, in the landscape. So it's quite different. But to take it up in the next level, so the street art how being in the city landscape, it comes from the underground, I can say that, and to bring it on to the public eye.
Street art is different from other forms of art. Yes, its relationship with the law sets it apart, but it also has a unique relationship with its audience. Most art is consumed in some type of venue and has a cost. Music is heard at a club or a concert hall, a play is seen in a theater, poetry readings maybe are seen at a coffee shop, or a painting at a museum or gallery. Street art is seen in the street. It exists in public. The fact that it isn't found in a commercial or government venue, has no price tag attached, is consumed unexpectedly and in a spontaneous manner, changes the way some people perceive it.
I could say the legal art and the artists, they have a degree in the arts and so on. And if someone goes, for example, to the museum, he sees, for example, Picasso, Cubism, for example. He doesn't understand that, but if it's in the museum, it's cool. So that's the way it should be. If he will see the same thing on the street, it will be vandalism. The artist is unknown, and it's bad. It's bad. Definitely, it's bad. So it's like someone have said that one is good, that one is bad, and almost all the audience is agreeing with the statements which someone has made. They don't have experience, they don't have their own thoughts about that. They are just watching. And if somebody is paid for your work, for example, $100,000 for that, it's for people who know, oh, it's very impressive, yeah, it's good, it's good.
Because so, it's got that dollar association.
Because, yes, and that's all. But if they didn't know that it costs, for example, $100,000, it would be just like, oh yeah, nice picture. So it's like quite funny.
Regardless of its legal status or public opinion, street art is an art form like any other. The artist is trying to capture an idea in a meaningful and original way and express himself in his work. It is a source of purpose for the artist and a means for communication to a larger audience, and ingrained within the foundational principles of street art. The fact that much of it is illegal and its canvas is public, it does challenge established social perspectives and authority. I don't know that what was painted on the wall in this next story challenged any grand narrative or enlightened anyone who saw it. But I think it challenged the way Dinah saw the world when he was young. I think it showed him what was and what could be, and how he could be the force that bridged those two states.
Do you remember the first mural that you did?
Maybe.
Yeah. What was it?
It was graffiti in my hometown Maduana, and the first time when we used it, we tried out how does it feel to spray, we wrote up word cool, just like cool, and in just like so simple as it, we were thinking about 2 days about that, what to make, what word or something, like just for the experience. And one guy came up with the word, you know, but it's cool, so maybe we should make cool. I thought that, yeah, cool. Let's do it.
so how did that feel when you took that first spray can to the wall? Like, what are you feeling inside? Like, what are you thinking?
And the first time it was disaster, of course, but the feelings were taking us very high. So, and maybe it's that's why I'm doing it just till now. Maybe some those experiences were so bright, which I'm carrying it around all these years. So It was, yeah, it's almost 15 years ago. So I'm starting to feel just like grandpa, you know.